The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. People on the regular chat are speculating about a fight between Nick Fuentes and Baron Trump. Who would win? People are saying Baron Trump is too tall. Too tall. Too tall for Nick Fuentes. Nick is 5'6", laughing my ass off, says Gus Barovsky. I don't think such a fight would happen, but it would be interesting to see. Elon Musk has been totally destroyed by Ratio, by Ian Carroll. Ian Carroll is this guy who films videos like this with his cell phone. He's like pointing to things behind him. Look at my numbers, bro. This all started, by the way, with an astrologist. There was an astrologist who was filming her videos like this, and she was like, see, your Jupiter is aligned with your star here. And she was making astrological cases, and eventually Ian Carroll just imitated her in the domain of political commentary. So it was all a question by Elon Musk saying, Elon Musk, what am I missing? He was asking this to Ian Carroll, who was saying, you know, it's very clear that Elon Musk is totally biased on a specific subject. It's the one subject he will never go with the internet on. He will never explore in good faith. And it is the subject of Jewish power. And Elon Musk, kind of naive and wanting to show as if, oh, I don't know, I'm open to everything. He says, what am I missing? And Ian Carroll answered this massive Twitter text that led to about 10x or even 20x the likes that Elon Musk had. Not sure where it's at right now. But Ian Carroll says that AIPAC purchased the seats of about 90% or more of our current Congress. JFK famously wanted them registered as a foreign agent right before he was shot, and thus they changed their name and never registered. Why are we letting a foreign lobby buy off our Congress? That Israel was obviously the state sponsor of Jeffrey Epstein, whose handler was Ehud Barak, ex-head of Israel military intelligence. His funding was Lex Wexner, one of the world's richest Zionist philanthropists, and he was accused by ex-Mossad assets of being Mossad. Not to mention the Maxwell connection. They had blackmail on Clinton and many, many more. He who holds the blackmail holds the leash. Just ask J. Edgar Hoover. That Israel is the only nation who has a de facto sanctioned, yet actually secret, and unsanctioned nuclear program. A program that they stole from the U.S. Look into the Apollo affair, NUMEC, the Dimona nuclear facility. That Jews, Muslims, and Christians live side by side in peace in Palestine before the Rothschild purchased the country from Britain during World War I, to the Balfour Declaration, and began their colonial program. That the groups that founded Israel, Lehi, Irgun, and Haganah, were declared terrorist organizations by Israel itself because their tactics were so deplorable, including bombing British and Palestinian civilians, yet these three paramilitary groups rebranded to form the IDF. and their leadership became the leadership of Israel for the following 30 plus years. That Israel is a foreign nation halfway across the world that has no business receiving my tax dollars. Why are we sending them billions of dollars of our tax money while our country burns, is overrun by illegal immigration, etc.? We are told Israel is our greatest ally, so why would they have had a massive spy network targeting U.S. government agencies leading up to September 11, 2001? See the Israeli Art Students DEA report for copious evidence of Israeli surveillance all across the continental U.S. This is an official government report that cites hundreds of incidents of observed Israeli surveillance teams documented by U.S. government agents all across the continental U.S. And we still have received zero answers why there were numerous fake Israelis moving companies positioned all across the Eastern Seaboard leading into September 11, 2001. And we have multiple eyewitness reports as well as hard photographic evidence that they knew the attacks were coming at least a day before they did, and that they were positioned at a vantage point to photograph the attack up to a half hour before the first plane hit. Never got any answers, but you can read the official FBI reports about the incident. I've broken them down live on X before. That's just a small list of some of the best documented reasons why I, as an American, don't want Israel receiving any of my tax dollars. And I didn't even mention my obvious objections to the collective punishment, mass surveillance, forced starvation, bombing of refugee camps, brutal murdering of women and children that's been going on in Gaza and the West Bank for years, decades, which you can watch in graphic detail right here on X. And that's not to mention that somehow we let Congress pass laws outlawing anti-Semitic speech despite our own First Amendment. And we have anti-boycott legislation in multiple states, despite the fact that it's perfectly legal to boycott American companies, just not Israeli ones. Every content creator knows the fastest way to get demonetized, banned, and slandered is to be critical of Israel. I figured you would have realized this too after what they did to you and tried to do to X last year. Wow, what a powerful message by Ian Carroll. Absolutely beautiful message focusing on some of the strongest points, those that are not subject to controversy or uncertainty. A beautiful layout for Elon Musk and what he is missing. What am I missing? Well, you're missing all this. James Lindsay, of course, always there to somehow defend the Jews. He went to Ian Carroll and criticized him, but Ian Carroll says, "But you didn't call me a liar." And James Lindsay says something absolutely beautiful. This is a contortion of the mind. Oh, you're definitely a liar. You just lie with curated truths. Lying with curated truths. That's a new one. Orwell says, "Lie with curated truth is Orwell speak. For real." Wow. Hate facts, says Tyra Gerson. Lying with the truth. I'm sure that James Lindsay has some sort of explanation inside his head why it makes sense. He must be like, oh yeah, lying with curated truth means you're just selecting, you're cherry picking things that happen to be true, but you're not giving them in the right context. And so it's a lie in the end. But it looks bad that that an entire text like this, that you can't find a single sentence where you can say, hey, that's false, that's a lie. Nope, it's all true, but I don't like your framing. Nick Fuentes is in a period of creator depression. I'm worried about Nick because I think he feels like he got dropped under the bus by some other creators as part of the Groper Wars, because X has went weirdly very focused against the Groypers. In fact, there were two organizations focused in the X bands. There was specifically the Groypers, and then there was Conservative OG. But Conservative OG got debanned. The gripers are the one who got thrown under the bus, basically. And Nick Fuentes was publishing on Telegram saying Elon banned a dozen gripers, took verification from half a dozen more anti-Zionists, forced Loomer to grovel and apologize for the H-1B row, declared he would be punishing negativity, then called me shit for brains for calling out the censorship. I jumped on two spaces to discuss this, called out David Sachs and Elon, and have now lost a sizable part of my network on X. In the meantime, Keith posted once about the gripers, detected which way the wind was blowing, and then was silent on each successive development, and turned and actually started praising Elon as this was happening. I'm getting really sick and tired of taking the risks and fighting the actually difficult battles so that all of my fellow travelers can live to fight another day. Frankly, it's bullshit. I just want people to see what is going on and understand it for what it is and remember. So it seems that I haven't followed enough of it to know this myself, but it seems that he reproaches to Keith Woods to have, or to other creators similar to Keith Woods, to have kind of sided with Elon because X is giving them what they want, which is exposure. They are big accounts on X, and they've decided basically to drop the gripers under the bus. As far as I'm concerned, if you can't have anonymity, and if you can't have an anonymous account rise to the same standing and status as a known account, then you have a system of blue check marks. You have the equivalent of what plagued the old Twitter. And you don't have free speech. You have a system of classes. It's just hidden in a more complex entity. So as far as I'm concerned, yes, the gripers should be defended. Because if you can't be a frog without having the leader of X go after your account and try to smash it down, then you change the face of the public conversation. It intimidates people. It creates a chilling effect where creators know exactly what not to talk about so that Elon doesn't go after them. And on top of it, Elon has made a long-term threat that he was going at war, the likes of which you could not possibly imagine. So that means in the years to come, Elon has created a chilling effect on speech as creators attempt to find the best ways to attract attention to their IDs. They will know that there are certain IDs there are no-nos on X. End of the line, Joel says, Nick's criticism is not well-founded. Keith was criticizing the rape gangs in the UK and happened to reply favorably to a Musk repost. Okay, well, I would have to see the initial tweets to judge for myself. I was surprised that Keith would have somehow dunked on the gripers, but that seems to be the takeaway that Nick has. Candace Owen is publishing a scandalous story. Apparently, as she went and started interrogating someone, as she flew to Europe to accumulate evidence about Brigitte Macron, the wife of the French president, being a male, she went to Europe to do her own investigation. And just 10 days after their initial correspondence, President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Brigitte Macron, and she puts wife in quotation mark, his wife, Brigitte Macron, sent Candace Owens a legal threat, which they demanded she not publicize. Today, Candace Owens publicized that letter. It is our belief that this legal threat was sent to intimidate us, ultimately to stop us from publishing the explosive piece, which was due to premiere on January 30th. We will not be intimidated. Today on the show, we will reveal to you all the strange sequence of events and remind Emmanuel Macron that America is not Europe. We have free speech here and we will not be silenced. But I would recommend that Candace Owens not travel to Europe, certainly not France, until Macron is replaced and perhaps never again, in fact. Because I don't think you would be safe in France after this. So Candace Owens went full ham on YouTube and published again some of the evidence. So the whole idea is that the pattern of hair and nose structure indicate that Brigitte Macron was a child of a family, and they were referring to that child as a boy. They were dressing him as a boy, and that boy became Brigitte Macron. So the resemblance are used here for the hair, the nose, the line in the cheek hair. And we get to see a part of the letter from Emmanuel Macron and Brigitte Macron accusing her of a disinformation campaign. This disinformation campaign is almost entirely based on the negative. Miss Macron has not provided definitive proof that she is a woman. Therefore, she must be a man. Not only is this an inherently unreliable basis for a claim, but also Miss Macron does not owe you proof that she is and always has been a woman. Because frankly, it is none of your business. It is arrogant, self-centered, and truly offensive to believe that you are owed evidence of another's sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Additionally, it is defamatory to call someone a liar when they rightfully choose not to give in to your demands. Make no mistake, there is no shame in being LGBTQ+, but your accusations go beyond that. Your statements and their accompanying implications are that the Macrons are liars. So they go on and they complain that that there is no evidentiary basis. They don't say in that letter Brigitte Macron is a woman. They say she does not owe you proof that she's always been a woman. So that's a conditional form in which it's not necessarily the case that she's stating. So we have other evidence here. So those are things that we had reviewed in the past. So we don't have to go into the details, but my conclusion is still on this story. I'd like to see the totality of the evidence. She says that the story might be laid out January 30, which would be in 20 days from now. I'd like to see the totality of evidence. I've seen many videos about Brigitte Macron being a man. I'm still not fully convinced for sure. I think it's an interesting theory. I think there's not a knockout argument that's totally certain. It's all there. There's a little bit of conjecture. So I'm still waiting for more evidence to arise, but I'm not convinced either way. I'd love to have closure on this because, I mean, it means so much. If the theory is true, the current president of France got fucked in the ass by his theater teacher, decades his elder, and eventually married him, and he became a female to just present femalehood as part of the political advancement of Emmanuel Macron. I mean, it's so twisted that if it's true, it's so important that we know, because there's a difference between a guy who happens to have fallen in love with an old woman and a guy who got abused as a child, basically, and got recruited into homosexuality by his theater teacher, which is what the Brigitte Macron being a man theory would have you believe. Unprecedented risk to life on Earth, scientists call for halt on mirror life microbe research. This is an alarm that is raised every 5 years. I've seen this before. There's laboratory work because all of the molecules on Earth, most of the molecules can have a configuration It can be L or R. And all of the molecules that are part of life generally, they have this feature that they can, let's say you have a molecule that has some atom of carbon here, oxygen here, hydrogen here, nitrogen here. The very configuration between the four atoms can be inverted in a mirror fashion. So every molecule has its mirror equivalent in the mirror world, but the particular life that has developed on Earth has developed on a standard, I believe it's L, not even sure, standard L configuration, and the molecules that are of the other type, the mirror type, are very rare. There are already ways in which we use this chemistry of LR. For example, there is a strategy of diet that consists in eating the inverted mirror sugar, because the inverted mirror sugar happens to trigger your taste buds in the same way the normal one does, but you can't digest it. And so you end up literally shitting sugar, shitting a syrupy, maple syrupy type of substance. Your shit becomes maple syrupy. That's a strategy to reduce your blood sugar and to lose weight, maybe. It's not particularly pleasant, but that's an example of a use of the chemistry, the chemical differences between L and R. Now, of course, in theory, it's always been said, and in fact, back in my early biology studies days, the professor would tell us, in theory, you could have an entire organism made up of all the mirror molecules. Like, imagine that, because all of the chemical reactions are the same but inverted in 3D space, whatever reaction is happening between this atom and this atom could happen in the reverse direction too. So you could have an old organism, instead of being made of L-type molecule, they could be made of R-type molecules. And it would just work. In principle. So, of course, scientists have been trying to develop little single cell organisms, or maybe viruses, or maybe just single molecules that would behave in the exact same way, but in the inverted world. And they're saying it's a danger. It's a danger, like any sort of new attempt of creating something new. Because there's nothing inherently more dangerous to the mirror molecules. It's just that they're afraid that maybe our immune system will not be prepared. Maybe these viruses will have new ways of hiding inside of us. But at the same time, it's like, probably not. Probably not. Our immune system is probably okay to find these molecules in some different way that it would the normal orientation molecules. Lendolt Guntram says, I think it were the R guys who lost a polarization battle, so L guys remain in abundance. Yeah, I mean, there are theories about how these critical moments at the beginning of life may have went one way or another. Not super important. Fox 11 newscaster was asked by random man why the fires started. Let's see. The fires of California. Why did they start?
Yes, I can hear you.
So the family with the poor little girl who was...
fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know, winds.
I think it's all the gay people in LA.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
We got the
unacceptable.
All the gay people in LA would have attracted the punishment of God, maybe. Fireballs onto LA. Yeah, people are discussing the cause, and people are sharing this arrest of an arson. It's like, at this point, when your entire city burns, there's no arsonist who would intend this. So to me, I take issue with saying, oh, this is the guy that lit up the fires that ended up destroying 4,000 acres or whatever, or a million different houses and buildings.
Commander 21, Adam is transferring.
Let him go through
it. Incident command, Commander 21, Boyd.
You know, years after even cable TV stopped being a thing, we still have a bunch of white policemen arresting a black man. Even after, we're not in the bad boy, what you gonna do? We're not in that era anymore, but this reality has perjured across decades that, yeah, it's a bunch of white policemen that catch a black criminal. Brodilison says, but Jeff, how has the fire at Pacific Palisade affected the LGBTQ plus trans community of color? And how can I make sure that my donations go directly to the people most affected, marginalized community and trans people of color? Well, for this, you have to have a trusted entity. And, you know, Papa JF is a trustable entity. If you want to send me your money, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. And I do identify as a part of the LGBTH community, that is the LGBT heterosexual community. Men to Men Alliance says, there are some women who sexually abuse male children, some of whom grow up to be gay or rapist. On the other hand, there are some men of all sexual orientations who are neither sexually violent nor abusive / sodomitic. Yeah, sure, that is correct. Lendal Guntram says, in a sense, at least metaphorically, you can insist that God of the system is punishing them for sins of institutionalized competence. Institutionalized incompetence. Yeah, sure, that's one way to see it. Palisades, LA, completely burned to a crisp, completely gone, non-existent anymore. There's the picture. Everything is brown and burned. Here we have the progression of the satellite view over Altadena, California. Burned, burned, burned. Malibu, burned. Altadena, burned. All right, much destruction. I was so disappointed to hear that Biden has promised that he would pay back everything. Somehow, the federal government cannot be always there to ensure the people whose insurance companies know that they are living at an inappropriate place, because they end up never being punished for the bad management and the bad political decision that they do with themselves. The Malibu waterfront, which features some of the most expensive properties in California, completely burnt. Would be a good setting for some zombie apocalypse game or movie. This priest is quite interesting. I mean, she looks like a woke left SJW type. She speaks like one, but yet she is wearing the robe of Catholicism, which is why I'm like, to the Nick Fuentes of this world, isn't this proof that the infallibility of the Pope doctrine is incorrect. I mean, listen to her. There's literally no difference between what she's doing here and what she would do if you were to put her in a gender studies PhD.
Sunday, and I really don't want to preach on it. And the reason is that it has traditionally gotten preached as a kind of a triumphalist, victory over all our enemies, militaristic kind of thing. And I think, A, that has no relationship whatsoever with the notion of unconditional love that I believe is at the heart of the gospel. And B, Jesus would be utterly horrified to be worshipped in that kind of way. And C, that kind of militaristic bullshit has absolutely no place in church.
Lessons for life, keeping the main thing the main thing. Deanna Dudley, she/they. Holy shit. A priest with pronouns. She/they. She's talking in SJW terms about the Bible. By the way, the militaristic things that she's referring to is the Feast of Jesus Christ, something I think like the meal of Jesus Christ would be too militaristic, because it's kind of a bunch of it's a boys club of people who have been victorious in some way, and it's militaristic bullshit that she calls it.
Please try to remember the rest of my sermon. So it has no place, and I dislike it because it leads to all kinds of evil crap, like Christian nationalism.
Wow. Like Christian nationalism. So the idea that your nation should be Christian is evil crap. There's a reason why Catholicism loses in the end. Exactly this. But this is where I understand this girl in a way. She's in the right branch of religion. She is in Catholicism. What I don't understand is how a Nick Fuentes adheres and genuinely believes that the Pope is infallible. See what the Pope has ordered here? The Pope has let this be the state of things in his church. How can it be? How can you stay in there? I mean, she just called your line of belief Christian nationalism. Let's say that Christian national. I don't know that, you know, the person who uses Christian nationalism is Gab Torba, Andrew Torba from Gab. But I guess it's fair to say that Nick Fuentes largely believes in a form of Christian nationalism himself. He understands the importance of having a nation not just that contains Christians, but that is led and controlled by Christians. This girl just called that evil crap.
Which I declare to be a heresy. Which
I declare to be a heresy. Nick Fuentes, you have been named an heretic of the Catholic Church. What are you still doing in there?
It also leads to all kinds of evil, divisive crap, like racism and colonialism, for which the church at large really needs to repent. Are you all awake now? Are you going to remember anything other than Jesus, Gina?
A recycling of the message of repentance to the service of leftist ideology and repentance for what? For racism. How is that different from what you would learn at the local university in an extremely far left gender studies type of department? I mean, it's exactly what they will tell you. Repentance for racism. Wow. I never thought I would hear it unironically, but here we are. You know, yesterday I was in an interview with Richard Spencer, and we were kind of entertaining the concept humorously of, yeah, you know, you can see a religion transforming eventually, leftism explicitly transforming into a religion with the same themes, repentance, for racism. Now we have it. This is what she's saying. Rodil Asad says, why is this woman speaking to me? And why isn't she in the kitchen making her husband's dinner? Let me tell you, I'm not sure you want this woman to be preparing your dinner. I've seen some shit, man. And this is the level at which you are satisfied preparing your own dinner. Let me tell you, because she's going to prepare your dinner at a cost. It's going to be, she's going to jump on you, expect sex from you. She's going to complain about the patriarchy as she prepares the dinner. This is the kind of trouble you don't want in your life.
Cussed in church, okay? I think under the circumstances, that was appropriate. Sunday.
So, what is happening? Because back in my days, the Catholic Church didn't allow female preachers. What's going on here is that what she identifies as she/they. It's not like she made a kind of super LGBT trick by saying, oh yeah, I identify as a male, therefore I can be a priest. Maybe she's not a priest. Maybe she's just a woman speaking at the church. Back in my days, it was this. The woman couldn't become a priest. Ty Rogerson says they don't give a shit anymore. Well, they don't, evidently. Ronan says, oh God, I think we can all see where this is going.
This is Aria. So this is our flagship humanoid AI-powered robot. She's highly realistic. She has her own social media, so she might be competing with you one day. What makes her really special is that she can talk to her and ask questions. So maybe we can have her introduce herself and say something.
Hello. I'm Aria, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotics.
What's the purpose of this?
Some of our peers in the robotic space make robots to replace human labor. We think that's a great area, but we think there's a much bigger area in having social robots. So for example, at a convention like this, we can draw a crowd very easily. Aria's been a little bit of a rock star here, with people taking pictures and coming over. So she can promote your brand. The AI is all customizable, so she can learn all about you and your brand, and she can continue to communicate to people. There's a huge epidemic amongst adolescents and seniors on loneliness. So she can be programmed to know you and learn more about you. So she can make that bond with you that feels like a genuine human connection.
But they're going to be in the houses?
Don't have the ability to clean the house. They don't do physical labor, but they're more there to...
Holy shit, they have... they have achieved the perfect imitation of the average woman. She doesn't do cleaning labor. She's absolutely useless. She's just there to entertain your narcissism and your need for attention. I mean, holy shit. I hope none of you guys end up addicted to a robot, emotional support robot. That is what it is, Stephen Robinson.
Converse with you. It's companionship. They can actually even be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So we have built that into our...
And she can be a girlfriend or a boyfriend, of course. Of course. They're very creepy. I mean, look at this one.
And then she can also get angry. So this is her anger.
I'm Melody, your charming companion from Realbotics' booth at CES 2025. Welcome to our little corner.
So this is Melody. She's one of our companionship robots. She's full-bodied. And we have a lot of motors inside her, a lot of servos. She can have real-life expressions. You can change her face in 30 seconds, change her character, change the way she talks. For instance, she can smile. She's smiling right now. And then she can get surprised. And then she can also get angry.
She's not smiling very successfully, if you have to say. She's smiling right now. She can smile. She's smiling right now. Padgett Robotics. Oh my god, this is... I mean, they're basically sex dolls with articulations. That's what it is.
Angry. So this is her anger.
I'm not feeling it at all, bro. I don't feel that she's been designed for very much anger. Here we have a case of a canine being loosed by the police, but accidentally running to the neighbor and starting to bite the wrong guy. So two black men apparently uninvolved in the neighbor's crime, and the dog escapes the police handler and comes and bites the
Oh,
I think that this dog recognized a pattern. This dog said, "All right, we have two criminals here. Let's go bite them." And the police immediately called back the dog, and he stopped. Barnabé Buteau says, "Someday in the history books, we will have to accept the uncomfortable proof that what pushed the development of humanoid robots was the desire to be able to stick our dick into it." Absolutely. Which is why TRP is so in advance on its time. It's crazy. I don't think there's ever been a book that's more in advance on its time. I mean, it's literally a book that tells you, you humans are stupid. You're going to keep doing things for the next million years, which will lead you exactly there. You're going to complain once you're there, but you're still going to do it because you're so stupid you can't read a fucking book. That's in advance of its time. Rodira Sid says, "The way to stop TRP is to build a sex bot for everybody." Yeah, but you have to connect the sex bot to an actual female. If the sex bots were merely, containment devices that would extract sperm from you to inseminate an actual female, then maybe there would be a possibility for DNA-based life to continue. Then Dalt Guntram says, "Saw a similar incident probably happened in the UK just recently, but the police dog attacked a fellow female policewoman." Maybe the dog trainers were all male, and suddenly the dog gets exposed to a female, and he thinks, "Oh, that's a criminal." Elon Musk presses AfD leader Weidel to unequivocally pledge support for Israel after she dodges question. As I said on Richard Spencer yesterday, very disappointing interview, because I never knew anything about Alice Weidel and the AfD in Germany. Didn't care about it that much. But people were telling me, "Oh yeah, it's the far right party in Germany." And, "Oh, JF, the far right has won. Or the far right is making progress. Or they could win." And I'm like, okay. And the mainstream media is saying AfD is the far right. But now I listen to the interview with Elon Musk, and it's like, she doesn't even have a position on Israel. Literally, she's like, "Oh yeah, let's support them." But I don't know, Elon, what is the solution, Elon? What do you propose? Like, that is your position. You are Germany. You want to lead Germany. Your country was fucked by a civilizational game in which Israel is a massive player. And you don't have a particular opinion about what should happen to Israel. Naberius says, "Heard that with Zemmour too." It's always a layer of gatekeeping that's installed, that there is no way, she doesn't make any statement about what it is to be a German. She's lesbian, by the way. She's a lesbian in a couple with a Sri Lankan wife in Germany. If you're a lesbian, you have subscribed to one of the most pernicious anti-natalist memes. And that's something that Elon keeps not bringing up. You know how Elon always is out there talking about it's important to reproduce, we are lacking replacement birth rates, we must have higher birth rates. But he doesn't put it in this interview to her. "Hey, you're a lesbian. you're a lesbian partnering with a Sri Lankan, you're never going to have babies. If you were partnering with any male, just pick any male on the street and dump him after if you want. But if you were to take his sperm once, you would fix the problem of the lack of birth rate in your life. We don't hear this kind of thing. So the interview becomes a very, very normie centrist performance where nothing happens. Richard Spencer says, Alice Weidel IQ is probably around 110. She doesn't seem educated or up on current events. Put simply, she is just not interesting. That's fine for normal political parties. Most all mainstream politicians are like this. But if you want a breakthrough, if you want to upturn the establishment, you need someone who is electric, either a highly intelligent contrarian or a total retard who's earthy and funny. Alice is neither. Very well said by Richard Spencer. A 22-year-old Massachusetts man was beat by college students after going to meet an 18-year-old woman that he met on a dating app in a to-catch-a-predator-esque setup. This is why mob justice is ridiculous, because if we're talking about an 18-year-old woman with a 22-year-old man, that is a legal relationship, as far as I can tell. Massachusetts, is there a special age of consent in Massachusetts? Let's Google it. Age of consent, Massachusetts. You have these mob. The age of consent is 16 years old. So here you have a completely legal relationship, and yet you have these mob of superheroes who've seen some Vitaly or some To Catch a Predator, and they want to imitate them, and they end up abusing what is a potentially legitimate relationship. Rudy Lassid says, yeah, that story was crazy. It was all adults, only 3 years difference. Insane. Those people who kidnapped him should all go to jail and become his slaves for 10 years. Yeah, we have to stop the cock blocking, basically. The cock blocking must end. Andrew Tate delivers official address confirming plans to become UK Prime Minister. The United Kingdom has been hijacked by Satanists who have absolutely no concern for the people they are supposed to work for.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United Kingdom, my name is Andrew Tate. I'm the leader of the Brov Party, Britain Restoring Underlying Values. And I'm here to introduce myself to you as the only hope and chance for the once Great Britain to repair itself from the eternal decline we are unfortunately being subjected to. I'm extremely rich and very successful. And although this has not brought me much happiness or any new friends, it has certainly increased the variety and capability of my enemies. They have locked me in Romania for over 3 years. The UK Foreign Office instructed the Romanians to do exactly this on false charges, charges that even Romanian courts now are admitting.
It's all interesting, but I still can't believe that it's happening. How do you become Prime Minister of the UK from Romania? There's going to be something that doesn't work. There's going to be a bunch of signature that he needs to acquire. So it's all really just a show. Unfortunately, I think that's what it is. That is it for tonight, boys. The Selfless says, gynocracy, any woman another woman finds too young is rape. Men are also in too much conflict for a crumb of females to cut down other men for social approved attacks. That is exactly what's going on. This was done to me at some point in my life. And taking an adult woman who consents to a relationship with me, and external forces come to attack her, and sometimes even legal forces. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's a betrayal of the state of our country, of the state of a free country. You are supposed to be able to trust that if you contractually arrange something with the person in front of you, that there's not a hidden trapped somewhere, that there's not a coming threat or a coming kidnapping for you because someone else does not consent. That is absolutely something we need to undermine. We need to have a constitutional amendment against talk blocking. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being with me. If you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis, go join the Patreon or the Subscribestar. We will be organizing, we will be coming back to the private shows every month. I apologize for the supporters, but I wasn't able to host a private show during my run from the state. Let's schedule the private show tentatively for the 16th on Thursday. Private, Patreon, and Subscribestar show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And that will be right after the regular show on the 16th, Thursday. That is it for tonight. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow.